Blog Talk Radio.
Shit, I feel you coming, ain't gon' be no running, no. I'm 5'5", I can handle it. You 5'5", I ain't scandalous. You ain't gotta be mine to do all this. Gotta make time for you, that's a bitch. You want me to keep it real with ya, real with ya, real with ya. I'm tryna experience, experience, experience. Gotta take me serious, serious, serious. Oh no.
Girl, I
can feel your temperature rising. You should feel my nature too. Come on, it's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Girl,
let's do what we came to do.
Always, all time will be, 'cause you're inside.
picture.
Love me.
Go right around that round two.
Or three, or four.
Baby, I'ma need you to
put it every verse. On me, watch your back.
Baby, I'ma need you to
everyone. Welcome to the Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined tonight by my special co-host, Poet Beddoes. Hey, Van, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Danielle. How you doing?
That music always made me forget. You see, I was hesitating. Wait. Man, tonight. Go ahead.
We can't have this kind of show without the right mood music, right?
Okay, and you did that. You did that. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I couldn't really find anything, so I appreciate it. I really did. Lord, this show tonight, man. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen. This is the Love Zone, and you are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Link. You got yours? I got mine on right now.
I got mine. I definitely got mine.
The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that one. So you can be heard and participate. We love you so. Now tonight, I wonder if they're ready for this. Are they ready to actually discuss this subject?
I don't know. I don't know, but I sure hope so. I sure hope so.
Because
I'd like to know.
I want to know, too. I'm just that nosy. I mean, I know
right.
what I like to do it. I want to know where they want to know, where they like to do it.
Definitely, definitely.
Yes, and tonight's topic that we are talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is where do you prefer to make indoors or in a private setting outdoors? Now, I'm going to ask you first, Dan. Where do you prefer?
When it comes to lovemaking, I think that's a sacred thing between two people, and I actually prefer indoors and outdoors in a private setting, because sometimes you just never know when the mood is going to hit, and hey, it's lovemaking, two people sharing the same commitment, dedicated to each other. I mean, insatiably in love with each other. So I definitely would prefer indoors and outdoors. It really just depends on where we are when it happens. And I don't like planned lovemaking, because to me it takes some of the authenticity out of it. It should just be an organic, natural flow. So yeah, so I don't mind indoors and outdoors. In that private setting that you talk about, I like when you said that outdoors in a private setting, because that can open up a whole realm of possibilities. Just ooh, you had my mind going. I'm just saying.
That's what's up. Absolutely. Oh yeah. Well, me personally.
What about you? Me
personally, I'm spontaneous. I'm trying not to attach too much, y'all, but I really don't give a shit where it is. I do. My preference is water, somewhere near water, around water, in water. But it really doesn't matter where. And yeah, I like a private setting. But if I'm just somewhere out in public and folks happen to see, well, I don't think it's anything they haven't seen before. So it is what it is. But that's pretty much it with me.
You know, that's how I feel too, man. They might get learned a thing or two. You know.
Yeah, they definitely gonna learn.
When it's public like that, I always look at it like, is think of it as adult sex ed with live participants.
Okay. That's it. Like I said, I really, you know what, once I get into it, because I've always been pretty spontaneous when it came down to that, and I stay hot, so it really didn't matter to me. And I've been seen before, I've been here, but I've taken notice to people, you know, they might have seen me somewhere.
Right.
But
go
I'm really, really dope here. But I'm stuck in, and I don't think there's too many places that I have been done it. So.
Really? We might have a show about that, y'all. What you
think? Oh, man, get out of my head. I was just getting ready to say that. I was just getting ready to say that, man. But, yeah, sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Why not?
Remember that, because I don't retain stuff very well, so remember that. Remind me.
I got it. I got it.
I'm sure you do.
I got it.
Now, before we get started, can you please give us a lineup for Tiffany for the week?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, for the Get Down tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Listen, Friday night, y'all, is a return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, at 10 p.m. Saturday night, La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Poetic Therapy, y'all. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factory. Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, man, Monday nights is, oof, the Get Down better watch out, because Monday nights be popping. We've got the Soul Cafe with your host, author Larry Maddox, for real, the poet Douglas, the CEO himself. Then, essentially, Johnny's running the event page, La Perla Negra again, and, of course, Poetic again. And then Tuesday night, we got Mojave with one of his many shows, Fly Speak, War Council, Hidden, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. You just Honey Drippers 2.0, Honey Drippers. You just never know what Tuesday night's going to look like. So you just need to come through and show up. And then we'll be right back here in the Love Zone with the Mrs. VIP and La Pearl La Negra.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bob, he got all that stuff
going on, man. He just popping.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Just popping.
I don't know how he does it, honestly. The energy and the drive that it must take to continually go on and on and on and on with that. And he's constantly coming up with more ideas for more shows and more things to do. I see why y'all call him Iron Man, because he, man, he
absolutely
just goes over the goes.
Absolutely.
Man, that's what's up. Now, I want to hear your piece first, because mine is going to take a little bit. It ain't long, but it's longer than normal for me. You know, I haven't written this a long piece like this in a while.
So. Okay.
And I know you brought something delicious, so whenever you're ready.
I did. At least I think I did. Y'all have to let me know. I just write.
Oh, Lord. The mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is called Indoors and Outdoors. I prefer to make love indoors and outdoors. A unique private outdoor setting has me exploring more underlying tones of the sun mixed with rain showers, beating down upon our bare naked flesh, creating a euphoria of powers. As the enchanted forest explodes in love and light, anytime, day or night, with you, I'd make love in a heartbeat. And each slow, thrustful stroke will release a treat. Indoors, we are some romantic freaks. Outdoors in public privacy, your moans make me weak. I just want you to melt into me. Your embrace makes love making pleasurably. Each kiss is filled with this. So much passion that the aura awakens unbridled compassion. The atonement for a sinner's grace inspire kisses that feel like a wildfire. Where there is a chemical symbol for love, and that symbol is your initials that is matching my initials in love. So making it with you, I'm reminded of how my preference really doesn't matter, because I'm blinded when making love with you, because it's like my dreams have come true. I love you. I love you. And that's that piece.
Okay, indoor and outdoor. One line that... Wow. I get it. your pieces, when you do your pieces, they just take us somewhere else. I'm not the only one that's affected like this. And you know,
you're the only one.
I'm the only one that's affected like this. Lord. That's a damn shame. I don't think so. No. But it's hard to grasp one particular line out of your piece, because the whole piece is awesome, and it just takes you somewhere. And it's like, if you're not focusing on your voice, you're trying to focus on the piece and then the words and child, please, Lord, that was awesome. That was a great piece.
Thank you so much. That was actually pretty beautiful.
Well,
you know, this is the Love Zone, and even though we have this, you said lovemaking. You didn't say the other word. You said lovemaking. And lovemaking.
No, because I definitely.
It's just so beautiful. And when it's done right, oh, man. You know, back in the day, my friends, they used to tell me that I need to stop making love to women. And I said, why? Why should I stop? They said, man, you're going to have some stalkers. And I understood. I understood. But enough about that. I don't want to bore y'all. But La Perla Negra, I am dying to hear this masterpiece that you wrote.
Oh, wow. Masterpiece. That's a lot of credit. But okay. I wouldn't call it a masterpiece, but it's a story.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this Rain and Love Come Full Force. He makes love to her in the rain because he knew of her love of water and that it heals her. He loves the way her hair rests on his shoulders when it just stop. You just start raining. Sorry, y'all. All right, let me start over. To her in the rain because he knew of her love of water and that it heals her. He loves the way her hair rests on her shoulders when it's wet and how the shine of her melanin is enhanced by tiny droplets of fresh falling. He watches her get drenched before he touches her because he knows that when two givers indulge in such a connection, it's like magic, and he is an alchemist. She stands obediently motionless, allowing him to indulge in the visual of raindrops performing pirouettes on her skin. After she is completely soaked, he approaches. With every step forward, he can feel the heightened intensity of her energy. And when her bodies make contact, he leans in and whispers in her ear, I'm jealous of the world for keeping you away from me. Your scent is intoxicating, so I'm going to use my body to worship you. Then he bites her neck and sucks hard enough to leave his mark because he wants the world to know she belongs to someone, that she belongs to him. They share a passionate kiss, but he stops and looks in her eyes. She knows submission is everything to him, so she nods and tells him, you had my yes before time began. That caused his nature to rise and harden. So it was a must that he taste her before entering her. He wrapped his arms around her waist and started kissing her again with more passion, gently backing her up against the tree. And when her body touched, he knelt down and lifted her leg over his shoulder, kissed her thigh, and used his lips to part her lips. Her wetness was so different from the rain, and he loved it. He grabbed her ass and began sucking her clit until he could feel her about to climax. As her body shook, he continued to suck and make circles around her clit with his tongue. She tried to push him away after coming in his mouth, but he just pushed his face in further, determined to get what he wanted. He needed her to gush, to squirt. He needed to drink her, and he did. He could feel her body weaken after making her come so hard, so he lay them on the grass, kissing and caressing each other's bodies. She wanted to taste him as he tasted her, because he wanted more of her life-giving water. He wanted her to come when he came. So she looked at him and said, may I? Oh, excuse me, y'all. That lightning scared me. He nodded and pulled her to sit on his face. She kissed his thighs and started to... The storm got me messed up. She kissed his thighs and stroked his dick, and her mouth just watered. So sucking his balls, popping them in back and forth until she couldn't take it anymore. This had now become a game for control, and she was determined to win. She held him in her hand, giving it a few strokes before kissing the head. And she let the saliva build in her mouth and slid her lips over the tip and down slowly, firm, until she couldn't go any further, and she gagged. Then sucking back up to the head, allowing the saliva to run down while her tongue did circles around the tip. She bobbed up and down several times until he moaned, and she knew he was about to reward her because he released her clit from his mouth. And the more she sucked, the more he moaned, the juicier her mouth, and the wetter she got. She gave one last deep throat and squeezed, and he squeezed her thighs, saying, "Oh, shit. Fuck. Baby." That took her over the top. She came, and she milked him, and that's that piece.
Ooh. My piece was underdressed for tonight. My God. I was stuck on the sit on your face part. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And he had to taste her. My God. This was a beautiful story. Very, very erotic, very rich. I'm sorry. Was there talk about lovemaking indoors or outdoors in it? Because I really lost it.
Of course it was. They were on the rain.
I lost it.
Remember, maybe, she was raining.
I was thinking of some other kind of rain since she was sitting on his face. But okay, I got you. Cool. I got it. That was a beautiful piece, La Perla Negra.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Garçon. Can I get a glass of ice water, please? Extra ice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I wish that lightning hadn't scared me like it did. Sometimes it's too close, and it seems like it's coming in here. That kind of threw me off. It's all good.
Right. That was hot.
Thank you. It ain't finished, though. I didn't have enough time to finish it because I kind of started late. But I'm going to add some more, so it's going to be a nice, long story. You guys, more to tell about that. Okay. So, man, I'm interested in hearing these pieces that our callers brought for us. First caller we have is C-34 Music. Hey,
C-Double. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Can you hear me running?
Yes, I'm running from what?
Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? I just had to know that. How are you two doing today?
I'm good.
I'm doing good, C-Double, man. How you doing, bro? You saw what I did there, right? Yeah, I saw. Okay.
Oh, man. Welcome to the
love good
zone.
To hear from
How you.
You
doing tonight?
Nice, chill, back to work, you know, just doing what I do.
That's what's up. Well, I'm going to ask you the question first. We want to know, where do you prefer to make love? Is it indoors or is it in a private setting outdoors?
It's indoors because nobody needs to see my Hank Hill-shaped, flat, hairy ass.
I shouldn't know you was going to say it.
Oh, Lord. Somebody had to say it, might as well be me.
Can I ask you one more question, though?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever had sex or made love outside?
No. Because I'm not trying to have no fire. I'm not going to have fire ants crawling up here or, no. See, especially in South Carolina where I had my later years, I said, no, I'm not going to have my country. I'm not going to have myself being country dirty. And I've seen cleavages that were country dirty. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Right.
I want it inside. Where there's a bed, maybe a brass water bed. I don't know.
A water bed,
I can't.
It's just, you know what? My body is just too much out of control. I cannot do the water bed thing. I don't know how y'all do it honestly. I mean, I could, but. I prefer not to. It's just all that. Let me just get in some water. How about that? Instead of flopping up and down.
The
visual.
That's thank you. That's Pisces. Got to be in that water.
Yes. That's my element. Y'all know. Don't play with it. All right. That's what's up. Okay. So, Sea Devil. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. Didn't you?
I believe I have.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, I'm going to need Poetic's help on this title because it's based on a guy who J-Rob does not like, but you like. And the thing goes like this. And I hope you're ready for this.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to need your audience participation on this one, Poetic. I'm going to start it off. Come over here and take off your clothes. Things I want to do to you. What's the next line?
Nobody has to know.
That's the title of this piece. Nobody has to know. I told them before, I don't make love. I exist as that love. I'm in your presence at the present, right now in the essence, undressed, naked. Got that hanging fruit you crave, and I don't require for Shirley Caesar to name it. Adhere to me. Let me hear you breathe deeply. As we combine the sticky concoction, you know you want me, often. I only want you and God as my audience. Why don't we get primal in our orgasmic organic screams that'll write books on Amazon and Audible as our sounds bounce off the walls. Just enjoy yourself. As I touch the corners of your tunnel, I will make you rise at sunset, and you will never forget being drenched in sweat from my tongue tricks. I'll paint you like Bob Ross with my mouth until you feel this joy, joy, joy down in your heart. After I cause your legs to rise like a phoenix between your kegels to the point where you ask, if what I'm doing to you is legal, feel me achieving the levels of you I'm reaching for. I beseech you to come and saturate me like a glove in winter. I'll keep you warm as I enter your inner sanctum from the back as I spank you. No, baby, thank you. In every love language, I'm talking to you in various linguistics. As your nails in my back engraves my skin with your signature, saying I'm yours and world definition of infinity, But the things I'm doing to you, nobody has to know. It's none of their business. We close the windows as we consummate indoors. Our freakiness contained in this home, showing discipline. No public displays of affection, but best believe we remain intimate. As long as we keep our chemistry naturally limitless, freak those critics that's trying to watch and those listening. This love is a private affair. We broke this down, and to say it again, we better not dare. In peace.
I have a question. Because you know how my mind is. When you the part where you said keep you warm from your, did you say your inner sanctum?
Yes, I did.
From the back door? Did you say back? Or you just said back, not back door?
From the back, yes, I spank you. No, baby. Thank you.
Okay. My mind was elsewhere. All right. No need to ask that question. What was coming next? Okay, all right. Oh, you like to spank? Can I ask you a question about that then? Do you use do you use any toys with that, or you just use your hands?
No toys. My hand is enough.
Okay.
I want to feel it. I don't want anything in the way. I want to feel.
Okay.
I want to feel the jiggle. I want to feel the meat.
Okay. I hear it. Poetic.
My bro. Hey, man, this piece was laced. But there wasn't no lovemaking going on in this piece.
There is no lovemaking because I exist as love.
Yeah, man, you were straight gangster buck wildin'. But I love the piece, man. The musical references in the piece, as always. Oh man, you definitely did that. And when you did that line about no public display of affection, bruh. That was serious right there for me. Serious right there for me. That is some dope ink, bro. Dope ink.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Thank you both for inspiring it.
Oh, man. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, okay. Well, I'm going to set you over in the Love Lounge and go talk to my bartender, Kalinda. She loves conversation from her patrons. And she'll hook you up with whatever you want, you know, the drinks go in the house because I took care of all of it. Right.
Just make sure Bill Cosby's not there.
But listen.
You know they overturned his case, right?
Yeah. That's why he said make sure he's not there. But I'm going to let y'all
sure
know right now. I'm going to let y'all know right now. Even though the drinks is paid for, Kalinda's doing a heck of a job. Make sure y'all tip her. Tip the girl,
please,
man.
Please.
This ain't
good
no strip
at
club. This ain't no strip club.
Wait a minute. I can't be Al Bundy just giving a dollar on the string.
Oh, geez, Peg.
No. Her name is not Peg, okay? Listen. She's very, very nice. She does not really speak up about the tip thing because I pretty much pay her well. Nice. You know, she does have a tip jar up here on the counter, so it'd be nice if you just slip her a dollar or two. Just to, you know, recognition that she's doing a good job.
No, I'm generous.
Please tip her.
So it'll be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you. Thank you. All right.
Because
she got
a friend. She got a family, too.
One love, one mic.
Oh, one love, one mic, bro.
Not the family.
Yeah, man.
Somebody need not tip with my girl. Thank you. You're right about that.
Hey, come on. You got to tip the girl, man. You got to, man.
Okay.
She's doing a heck of a job. She is a mixologist. This is not the place.
She is the mixologist. Okay.
The mixologist. This is, y'all, listen. This is not the place where they have naked floor technicians, okay? This is not that place.
Oh, my God.
This is the love zone. This is the love zone.
Oh, don't blow my eyes. Oh, my God. Forgot about that. Lord have mercy. All right. We're going to open up this next mic. Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
My GoPro brother.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, my
How
GoPro?
You doing?
Y'all have to forgive me. I'm still fine. Y'all have to forgive me with the island. I got the truck on. So, yeah, I'm chilling.
Oh, no,
you
we
know?
Can hear you all right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can hear you. Just
right. Welcome to the love zone.
Yeah, thank you.
How you doing?
Always.
Oh, hi.
Man, I'm doing good, man. You know, that poem by C34 Music. Oh my goodness!
Yes.
I don't know. You know what, my brother? That's another big brother. Barry, I go to him a lot. You know what I mean? Cause he's so mine is, you know, like Star Trek. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, Captain Kirk.
Okay.
He's like the Captain Kirk of poetry.
Okay.
Wait. Are you talking about the Captain Kirk from Star Trek or the Captain Kirk that Eddie Murphy described? Which Captain Kirk?
I gotta check out what Eddie Murphy described.
Oh.
I know Eddie Murphy talking about Captain Kirk. Wait a minute.
What difference do it make? He was speaking the truth. He got it from all different colors. He did not care. He was
the truth, man. He was definitely speaking the truth. No question about it. But yeah, Google YouTube delirious, man. Eddie Murphy talked about Captain Kirk. Yeah, Google that, man. If you ain't never seen Eddie Murphy, he's a funny guy.
You know what I mean?
He's been hilarious. YouTube that, man. That was his. I think that was his. Yeah, that was his first movie stand up, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna die?
Well, first time I saw him was on Saturday Night Live.
I'm talking about his movie stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta look at it, man. He got two: Delirious and Raw. Raw wasn't as funny as Delirious, but you gotta check out Delirious. That now.
All right.
Now my go-go brother. My go-go brother, tonight we're talking about lovemaking. Do you prefer indoors or outdoors in a private setting?
All the above.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm a freak. You know what I mean? I told you that 112 song. We can do it anywhere. Time of day, it's all good to me. Now be a freak until the day.
Adina Howard, baby.
Wait a minute.
I used to try to figure out how I could stalk her. I wanted to stalk that one. Boy.
Yeah, she had that T-shirt and her panties on.
I think you're up there writing the script right now. Ooh, he's playing, see?
I don't know how that just happened.
Yo, what's up? This is Jenny. What you doing?
I was thinking about you.
I just don't want to cross
it. Oh, What do you have for me?
See what you did.
Don't let no woman call
me.
There's a couple of songs that drive me crazy. This is one of them. And that got there going to be on say Dance For Me. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's my joint, too.
But Mr. Automatic, thank you, man, for participating and inspired that quick musical interlude, bruh. But now we got to hear from the lyrical engine, the freestyle machine, the diesel. Are you ready?
I tell you what. I'm going to ask LaPearl Allegra to pick out a title, and I'm going to freestyle off of it.
Uh-oh, now.
Ooh. Where you want it? Where you want it?
And my words coming to you like natural. I got the feeling like you need me to be like an animal. I'm like on that capital source with the full force. And right now you are my main course. I see you with your panties. And it kind of reminds me of those freaky tales when I would see you and my tongue would go from the east to the west. I won't sell for less because when those panties come down like an elevator, I need to go ahead and keep it so real that I could never be a perpetrator. Where do you want it? Do you want it on the countertop? Do you want me to beat it up like I just can't stop? A lyrical engine, a lyrical mindset, the type of engine that you would never regret. I like to sweat. I want it to be official. I want your chest to have my name written all over it. I want your heart, those nipples remind me that I am the king of the household. I'm like the liquid in the gold. I'm like kicking it to the next episode. You see, I have a question. Where do you want it? Do you want it on the sofa? Do you want it so bad that you can't hold your composure? Do you want it outside? Because, baby, out here, I'm ready to ride. I won't be denied because it's like two worlds that collide. And we are two pulses that supervise. I give you everything. You give it to me back. Guess that's how we just react. Now sit back and relax and let the engine go frequent. Right now, I'm going in your body with the sequence. We could do it anywhere, like 112. I want to go ahead and put you right on the shelf. I want to go ahead and make copy machine. I want to go ahead and give you something that you ain't never seen. Never feel, keep it real, and you know you got the sex. So where do you want it? Maybe a question that needs to be answered very fast. Or shall be like Keith Sweat and make it last forever, be together. Or should I be like Billy Ocean, raising your emotion in the love zone? But baby, you don't have to be alone. We can live and learn in the love zone. So when you close your eyes and open up and I mend you and I send you to another place, you remember that time. Just call me. Where do you want it? Miss Automatic Carriage, Magdalene Lynch. tickets in the morning, fucking suck.
Yo.
Bro.
Okay,
bro.
Go ahead, Poetic.
Bro, let me first say, Mr. Automatic, the moment that she said that title, I was like, oh my God, why didn't somebody give me that title? But you did your thing, bro. You did your thing on that piece. You got me with that copy machine line. I ain't going to lie to you, bro. You got me with that one. That was a cleverly placed metaphor. Hey, man, dope freestyle, man. La Perla Negra.
Yo, this one right here, I say it's got to be one of your best freestyles, actually, because you had my attention from beginning to end. Seriously, that was pretty hot. I'm not used to you coming like that, but you brought it tonight with that one. I like that one. I can't. I gotta listen to that one.
I tell you what, I was so with the T-shirt and my panties on, that kind of helped it out, you know. T-shirt and my panties on, you know.
That's what's up.
That's the way I like it. Just make sure you walk around with the T-shirt and my panties. I have to play some Ozzy Brothers between the sheets for all you old school cats out there.
Nice.
Baby,
nice.
Baby, making love between the sheets. You know, damn, that's a song right there. Let's make love, dude. Coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
He's bringing out the class.
I might have been born off that song. You know, let's make love. Damn.
Oh, man. Wow. All right, Otto. Thank you so much, man. That piece was awesome. You need to pen that joint. Seriously, go back, and if you don't remember your own words, you go back and listen to the playback or something. You need to pen that.
I tell you what, I look for it with my flashlight. My flashlight going to be reading pizza in my panties. Or...
All right, I'm going to put you over in the love lane.
My panties.
And don't be bringing your own bottle with liquor in my bar. Lord have mercy. All right, Otto. One love, one bite.
All right, my good brother, take mic. Your sack though, baby.
Wow. Poetic. Can we get a station identification break? This next mic, please.
Let's see. We can indeed, La Perla Negra.
Thank you.
We can indeed. I mean, if that's what you want, that's what you want.
Please don't talk to me like that. Lord have mercy. Take me through changes, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. You are listening to Epiphany Radio. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. And for those of you that are streaming online, you want to continue to listen to the show after 11 o'clock, I suggest you get in here at least by 10:59 because guess what? That Blog Talk lady don't have no chill. She will cut you off and you won't be able to hear anymore. And the rest of you guys that are listening in without your hands raised, don't be afraid. Put your hands up. I ain't going to bite you.
What you want to say?
Now, I'm going to open up this next mic. But, oh, my God. Hey, Bella.
Hola.
How you doing, sweetheart? Hola, como esta?
Hi, Sarah.
How much is?
I'm doing wonderful.
Hey, Bella.
Giggling in here. Hi.
I know.
Hi,
Gwen. How are you, honey? You doing all right?
I'm giggling. Are you hungry?
Oh,
sounds
now.
Much better.
Now, yes. Giggle, giggle.
Well, you know
I'm
what, Bella? Bella, when you got a co-host like mine, you can't help but giggle. So I understand. I understand. But you sound much better.
I love it.
As
sound
if
better.
You didn't know, right? You feel
I have
better?
A present for you, La Bella, and Poetic. Yeah, I'm better now. You know, the magic leaf gave me little power today.
I know that's right. I know that's right. That's what's up. That's it.
What? I like surprises. I like presents.
Mm. I have, and I want to ask La Perla and Poetic, are you guys hungry?
Yeah.
I am famished. I am famished. Bella, I can eat. I can eat and eat and eat.
Oh, my. Can I ask a question before you you give us our surprise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The question is, don't be nervous. When it comes to lovemaking, do you prefer indoors or outdoors in a private setting?
Okay, so they said that you only live once, right? So you got to try everything. So I have this funny, not fetish, but, you know, what I want to do. So I like it outside in a, you know, private, excluded area. And then you do your acrobatic moves in there.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Man. I hear you.
Swing from the ceiling. Hang off the chandelier. Baby.
Okay. Can I say one thing, though?
Yeah.
All right. People always say you only live once, but mm-hmm. in actuality, we live every day. But you should try everything at least one time. That's how it is.
Yeah.
But I'm digging the acrobats. Yeah, I'm picturing all kinds of contractions. But,
Okay, you want to hear a story? Just a brief one, you know, just a brief one. So,
yeah.
Last week we went somewhere, and the place is really secluded, and it's a huge place, and you don't see anyone. Like the neighbors are really far, and then they were drinking, the boys, and I went in the room. And the next day, early in the morning, I woke up like around 4:30, and I went straight to the toilet at the back door, and I went out and I asked a friend of mine, and I said, "What happened to the bus?" And then they were like looking at me and I said, our friend did the monkey bar. And I said, "What? How can that be possible? Because she's big and, you know, that's not going to be right." And then they were like laughing, and then they goes like, "Go back to sleep." And then the afternoon I went out and I went to the bathroom again and checked it out, and I said, "That ain't no monkey bars, you kind of fool me." So, you know, I was like, stop there for a moment, and that ain't no monkey balls thing. So, yeah. I was like,
oh, wow.
I love this. I'll tell you one day. Well, you know what? They made it do what it do. That's all I can say.
Made it do what it do.
That ain't no monkey.
I got envious after the monkey bar.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's what's up, fella. So, I want to say, what is this surprise that you have for us?
So we have this thing before that we write food porn. So this one is one type of write that we do where the topic is food, but you do something about it. So that's my gift for you, for you both of you.
All right.
All right now.
Okay, so the title is, thank you. The title is La Fontaine, the Chocolate, and My Strawberry Intoxicant. Your laughter is my sweet, like La Fontaine, the Chocolate, I adore. The aphrodisiac that melts my long, lonely nights. My favorite chunk that slides and creams in my mouth. The milky desire that can send me to my moon. Then you chuckle. Sounding like baritone angel hitting my B-I-N-G-O mark as I sip a big old chunk of Now the chocolate is heaven. Follow it up with my strawberry champagne, a swirling sensation my tongue searches for, the intoxication that escorted me to la-la land. As it slowly glides down my throat, flushing the creamy, deliciously melted me chocolate, pushing all aspects of my satisfaction down to my pulsation, enrapturing inside. And poem.
Now Bella. Mm-hmm. Bella. Bella, I have a large appetite, and I really love food. This piece made me so horny. I mean, hungry. I meant hungry. I don't know why that came out. But there was something about the way you said strawberry champagne, and I envisioned a strawberry in the glass, taking a sip. Whew!
Nibbling on the strawberry.
I love this. I love this food pour. I love it. Love it. Mmm.
Thank you.
La Perla Negra.
You know what? I like to play with food. And, Lord have mercy. I love this piece, Bella. You made it. I don't think I've ever heard food used that way ever. That was good. It was delicious. It was hot. It made me feel some kind of way. I need some ice now or some cold water.
They can do acrobatic moves, you know. The strawberries and then chocolate.
Lord, Bella. Oh, you just cutting up. I love it, though.
Thank you.
Girl. I'm so glad to hear that you're feeling much better, you're doing better, and come here with that food porn. Girl, and I'm too visual for that. The visions in my
thank
head.
Thank you.
No, thank
it's
you.
Good, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It is good. Yes, it is. Very good.
You eat chocolate and drink champagne, and then you go out in the balcony and do the monkey bars.
Yes.
Lola, what you doing? What are you doing? Lola? I'm gonna have to holler for real for you. Oh man, I loved it though. Thank you so much.
It's hot in here. Can I go to my
I didn't think it was getting any hotter, but it's getting steamy now. It's half hot.
Thank you for tonight, Perla, and for what I had fun.
Oh, baby, you know we love you up in here, and it's always an open mic just waiting here for you, always. But I'm gonna put you over here in the. You got me all messed up on my words. I'm gonna put you over in the love lounge. Go over there and talk to the bartender, Kalinda, and just wave hi to her. Going, sit down, put your feet up, take the socks off, baby.
Hola, baby. One love, one mic.
Wow.
Right.
You don't come up here with straight food porn. That girl on the board. All right. I'm going to open up this next mic to our Canadian connection. We got ourselves a lady. Hey. Hey, Steve, how you been?
Hey. Hi, how are you? Not too bad, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the love zone.
Good to be listening in all this.
Yeah, you hear your friend? She's cutting up.
Yeah, she's cutting up.
Am I? Let me just switch phones just a second. Let me see if it'll be better. Sorry about that. Is that better?
You sound fine. You sounded fine before. You sound great.
I thought you said the line was cutting up. Sorry. You meant you guys were cutting up. No.
I said, did you hear your girlfriend in here cutting up?
I did. She's a sassy little thing.
See? I'm finding out she's very sassy. Yes, she is. How you been, Lady A?
Oh, pretty good, thank you. How about you?
Hey, Lady A. Lady A is in the building.
How are you, Van?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been really busy the last few weeks, but it's starting to settle down. Hopefully things will get straightened around soon enough. Okay, I'm waiting for the question. I guess I should wait my turn.
Poetic.
Well, Lady A, this evening, you welcome. I'm sorry, but not sorry to have to ask you this. Tell me, lovemaking, do you prefer indoors or outdoors in a private setting?
Well, I think fantasy-wise, outdoors would be fun and has been fun, but I prefer indoors simply because the privacy allows your inhibitions to fall away and you can concentrate on the acrobatics, as Bella said.
Okay.
Yes. More acrobatics. Woo-wee. Let me break out my
song. I had a choice of some outdoor things. One's kind of funny, but I think the mood is more sensual, so maybe I'll stick to the first one that I had chosen. Let me see. Do you want me to read it now?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Whenever you're ready.
The
mic is yours.
Okay. I think I read this before, but I'm going to read it again. It's called Snowflakes and Pine Boughs. Satin sheets, king-size bed, coverlet of violet, pinot grigio, crystal goblet, Spanish. I'm going to start over. I'm sorry. I don't like messing up like that. Satin sheets, king-size bed, coverlet of violet, pinot grigio, crystal goblets, Spanish cedar candles. Romantic and alluring, beautiful, beguiling, sensual, and spellbinding. But not tonight. Virgin white carpet of snow, sparkling in the moon's light, naked birch and blue spruce around them in the night, boughs of pine arranged in kind, a bed for two entwined, robes of fur upon the boughs to warm them on the ground. Nude flesh conjoined, aroused their breath, the only noise. Nipples cold, erect and bold, his lips suckle, steamy tongue licks. Wolves howl in the distant hills while moans heard on in the forest. Pink cheeks as bottoms grind, the sweat pours from his brow. Her moans are heard by nocturnal birds whose eyes watch from tree boughs. Though ice and snow surround them, heat rises from slick bodies. The scent of sex entrances. Woodland creatures are enchanted. Inhibitions take flight. Fantasies soar throughout the night. Lynx, owl, deer, and fox peek at human lovers, naked on the covers. End poem.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, wait a minute. Why don't you say nipples erect? Okay. Y'all coming with these hot pieces tonight. Okay. Oh. Lady A.
It's not graphic, but it's, I guess it leads more to the imagination than being too graphic.
Okay. Guess what? It's okay. Although lovemaking is more mental than physical, sex is a part of it. Whether it's kinky or vanilla, you know, it could be phallum or shallow, whatever. It's still part of lovemaking. So that's hot. I'm making me feel some kind of way, for real.
Thank you.
I mean, there was a line in where she got me feeling like an animal. Wolves howling back as we howling. My God. I mean, I done seen enough werewolves movies, and I done seen what happened when they make love in the woods. I'm just saying.
Lord, I want to know what kind of noise the humans got to be making to make the wolves howl.
To make the wolves howl, right?
That's what I'm talking about. That's some kind of sound like this. I want to know.
Right. That part.
Man.
That part. Lady A. Lady A.
Wow. Yeah.
This is a wonderful piece. I really enjoyed this piece. I mean, really enjoyed this piece.
Thank you very much.
That's gonna be in my head the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of piece for that. We have to make the wolves howl back.
I know, right? Girl, you're doing something to my system when you said that.
I mean, the wolves howling back, the grizzly bears howling.
Mm-hmm.
The vultures circling, like, dang, y'all see what they doing down there? Whew.
It'd
be interesting to be one of those animals watching and seeing what passes through their minds. Lovemaking is a very beautiful thing, but it can be also very animalistic.
It is.
And, you know, so all very hot and furry, you know.
Yeah, hot and furry.
I gotta see if I can Google something like that, because I want to know what kind of sound comes out of a person to make a wolf howl back. Lord, all right, Lady A. I'm not going for real. Lord.
Yes, yes.
Goodness. Well, Lady A.
Well, that's that you could ask too in a future show, unless you've already asked it is you know, you have your silent lovers and then you have your noisy lovers, and what kind of lover are you?
Oh, I'm noisy, so I might be able to make them.
Me too. I'm very noisy.
You know, for me, it depends on the woman. If you into it, you making all them noises. I'll be into it because it's like a it's a give and take. It's a wonderful exchange of expression, and I mean, because I've had some where it's just like, I'm not gonna give you nothing if you give me nothing. I'm just saying. Matter of fact,
oh,
we
really?
Done.
Oh wow!
You want to take a shower? You want to take a shower, and I can go ahead and take a shower. Yeah, I done had some of those now. I done had some of those.
How do you do it though? If it's so boring, if you're not attracted, like how does that happen?
Right. I'm like, what is you doing? Who taught you this? Who taught you? Oh, I get it. No one taught you. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cold.
And who taught you, Van?
Who taught me?
No.
I had some wonderful teachers.
Did you?
Lex Steele. I've had some wonderful teachers.
Oh, Lord.
I've had some wonderful teachers.
I don't
teachers
know what that
means.
Don't worry about it. Look, you got
I promise if you Google it, you'll have to repent.
Don't Google it. Please don't Google it. Don't Google that. Please don't. So, you trust me.
But,
listen, you have had children, so you know some tricks. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know about nobody else.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
What did you say, lady? You had what?
I said I had one teacher in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was 19.
How old then again?
He was 32.
Well, baby, it's time for you to go out and get some more teachers and have some. Well, take on some students and.
Well, yeah, you know,
like I said,
I remember having that teacher.
Go ahead
thinking,
and
Google Lex Steele. This is what it's
Google
all about.
Google Lex Steele, and then you can repent later.
Lord Jesus. I'm afraid
I'm
for you,
it.
Honey. Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you what. You will want to go put on your fuck'em dress and some heels, and you will go have some fun, honey. So, you go ahead and Google it at your own risk.
I'm just looking at it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No. That's an Audi. It's an Audi.
No.
Things hold up.
Did he say hold up? Wait a minute.
No.
MV.
Lexington Steele, you bad man. I figure if that's going to take place with the biggie, then we have to get women have to get a biggie and do it right back. I bet you they would change their mind soon enough.
Right.
Okay, listen.
Let me try that on you, honey.
All right.
All right, lady A.
I'm going to put you over
He's
in the long
me out now.
Yes, if you got to go.
Wow.
All right.
Thank
love,
you, lady.
One love, one mic. Thank you very
love
much. Lord.
See what happens? Invite me to co-host. Do you see what happens? She asked me who taught me.
She did. Okay, that one knocked me off my square, but okay. Really, man? You had alright, I'm gonna open up this next bite. Oh
who
my god.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord, we got Edwina on the line. Welcome to the Love Zone, honey. How you doing?
I am doing all right. Well, not as good as you guys are. Poet is acting up tonight.
How am I acting up? I was asked the question. I merely answered the question.
All your comments remind me of, you remember that back in the day, I think it was like a Bugs Bunny cartoon, whenever like Betty Boop or one of them would start singing and then the bows would go to spinning and they tap their foot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the kind of energy we're coming with tonight. Such great poets. Oh, my God, Lady A floored me with that one.
Yes, she did. I mean, I like I said, I am so stuck. I mean, it is literally in my head. I know I'm going to have a piece before the night is out because it's stuff going through my head. Like, what kind of sounds do we make to make the wolves howl? I mean, really?
What kind of is taking place, or what is going on with
and
the
you know,
body?
You know what, Danielle? Let's take it a step further. Wolves do have a keen sense of smell too. Ooh.
Yes, they do. But they, you know, even though they smell, they have a keen sense of smell. Coming up, they really are afraid of us. They stay away from us, contrary
they
to
do.
What people believe.
They do.
So
yep.
What kind of sound,
mm-hmm.
what are those bodies doing to one another to bring
right.
about a war, to bring recognition to the pack? I want to know that's hot. I'm in my head now. I'm all up in my head.
Yeah.
You talk about
yeah,
right.
But that was
good.
But right now, Edwina, this is your moment. This is your moment. So we're gonna switch gears. We're gonna switch gears and ask you, lovemaking. Do you prefer indoors or outdoors? In a private setting?
I would say I would prefer indoors because some things require undivided attention and I can't be looking over my shoulder.
I get that.
I don't want to have to look over my shoulder.
But y'all are missing the key word there, a private setting. So think about it like this. Think about it like this.
Yes.
Let me paint a picture.
Mm-hmm.
We're up in the mountains. We have this cabin, nice hot tub outside, and we decide, or one of us makes a move, and we're now making love inside this hot tub.
Mm-hmm. That would be a moment. That definitely sounds like a moment of enjoyment.
Yeah.
That would definitely be great.
Ain't nobody around. Can't nobody see
right.
me.
Right. Again,
yes.
again, you might have the wolves howling.
Okay. Lord have mercy.
Oh gosh!
Because now it's shifted to the night brisk air and the hot tub, and you got a good mix of hot and cold right now.
Raise up your
don't,
okay yeah
and
yeah.
Don't let it
the other
start
senses involved.
Drizzling. Yeah, don't let it start drizzling lightly.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Girl.
Stir it up all sorts of trouble. I've been persuaded. I think outdoors would be, yes, that sounds like you can make some fun of it. If you get out of the limited belief that it might be scary. All the things that you're painting sounded like a lot of fun. Can't go out there with someone scary though.
Right. I mean, we're not saying we're in a height of New York and in the subway, and you know we're just going to get it on right then. I mean, although that would be fun.
That has right.
Yeah. Why not?
That would be fun.
Nobody's averse to any of these scenarios. You said a preference.
Right. Preference, right? I mean, you never know what you might spark. You might spark a public orgy, and then everybody watching and doing.
Oh
know,
my
mind,
God!
My mind is just so. You know what? You better take back over your show, I'm corrupt.
Oh God.
I'm being good. I am going to leave tonight. I'm just the Lord. I could, but I'm DK. Trust me. You don't want me to cut up. Edwina. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
I'm gonna mix it up a little bit. Okay.
All right,
I'm ready for you.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is a piece. A two-part piece. It's called Howling Wolf, The Chant of Ruth. Woo!
Okay, now.
Yes, he named me Luna. Planted stars on each of my hips, then he set me wide. Hold tight, my love, hold. Let me look at you, sensual, beautiful, Luna. My real name never mattered after he pinned the currents to my thighs, left me a spectacle in the night sky. Hold tight, my love. Let me sink my teeth, nourish on your meat, pacify on your bones, supple, succulent, Luna. My real name could have been anything, but he decided it was Moon. He was a wolf set a-howling with nothing else to do. A kiss upon a forehead that lingers long and dramatic like an African mother's tooth suck. Lashes that flutter close and rest bashfully upon his cheek like a butterfly's upon a rosebud. Lips raised to a pout like a bee sting's violently affectionate kiss. Eyes full body brandy brown as deep as pools for a lover to drown in. Veins, tendrils, trace, full form captivating my attention like ivory roads in the direction of someplace good. Salt and pepper mane frame his face like my hands tingle to, yearning to paint tantric symbols too bold for a good mother to utter. A kiss just above the nose, portal opening, four eyes closed, two eyes wide open, becoming one world, kinetic in its momentum. A kiss upon a butter-kissed hip breaks the wheat dam to a guarded, impatient cerulean sea, primed and ready. Hershey kiss tip-tips orbit her frame, high and tight like Saturn wears her rings. Hands expansive, sandpaper callous, thick-skinned, protective, always strong enough to hold up the world atlas, raising up a garden sacred, raising up a shared vibration light, raising up my skin to goose flesh, raising my pulse, boiling my blood. My resolve wilts in your hand like my skin seeps through your fingers. And I'm a woman undone, only held in place by the dominion of your embrace. And then we let go, unfolding into a wholeness, big bang, brilliant and abundant. Undress me from this skin, expansive, paint me in purple stars, magic, be belligerent in your physical expression. Show me the glory of what only closed eyes can see. It's a universal experience, divine, and it's magnificent. Touching backbite, simultaneous deep dive impaled me to the hilt, reminding me that there is paradise for pleasure and that at times it needs pain to fully be felt. Chocolate legs rest upon a shoulder, cocoa butter bronze, that cush blood strong. He is Manalau's peak, and I be Tamu Masif deep, and we erupt in a symphonic orgasmic release. Then I am Makita, queen of Sheba, and I glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of us becoming, and we becoming. You hear me? She's called impatient, balsam flower petals, swollen to a pucker, overflowing nectar, sticky and beguiling like hummingbird sirens. Then I awake in my own drowning pool, but there is no you, only liquid proof of what you were meant to do. The chant of Ruth upon bended knee grown over with callous and caution and affirmation I chime. Someone is coming, someone is coming, someone is coming. Please let it be me next time. And that's that piece.
Go ahead. I got a couple of questions. Go ahead, Poetic.
First of all, just how deep do you want to sink your teeth into these bones, just so that you can taste the marrow? Are you sure you can part with what you want to borrow? I mean, we will be coming. It will be you this time, not next time, but this time we will be coming, and I don't care who's coming.
Man. Okay, man.
Man, this was this. Oh, man, I really love this piece.
You said it was
a two-part piece, and I was just like, oh, my God, the way that you put that together, I was like, dang. I'm like, this is powerful. This is tantrically, sexually, emphatically, climatically powerful.
I thought you guys were going to offer a third option of where would you prefer it. And right now, Howlin' Wolf is about a person that I'm interested in. And the chant of Ruth is because of the fact that it only gets that dirty in my mind because it'll probably never happen.
My God.
You get
my
it?
God.
So let me sink my teeth and nourish on your meat. It's like you know what he would do if he had the chance. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
But it's all in the mind. Thank you guys for the light tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. La Perla Negra, what you got? What you got?
Okay. You had me at the howl in the beginning of the piece. Okay, I said more wolves. Here we go. This is. I'm taking this as a sign for something. Okay, listen.
That moon has been driving us crazy, huh?
Girl, I look at it every night as it shines right through my window. Yeah, you gotta watch your energy when you got this kind of thing. But did you say violently passionate sister? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A violently passionate kiss of a bee sting that swells the lips.
Jesus. All right. I caught your third eye opening while the third realm eyes were closed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This can undress me from the skin. Oh,
yes.
Only
yes. Let's go deeper.
You're a goddess. I feel you. You are a goddess.
Thank you.
I get it. This is you took it outside this realm. I get it. I got it. Awesome. Girl. That's my shit. I got it.
Thank
okay.
You.
All right. I'm going to call you goddess. Go ahead. Go
ahead. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah,
let her have it.
I'm feeling
thank
that.
You, God.
Definitely. Ooh, damn. Y'all bringing it tonight. Damn.
Oh,
hi, Edwina.
All right.
Yeah. Go on over there. Get over there to that bartender. Kalinda got some. She got a nice drink that I ordered up for you. So going over there and have a sip and just, you know. The drink that I ordered is called Black Obsidian. So.
Enjoy.
You know what?
Yeah.
Ooh, That's a very powerful drink, honey. Black
I know.
I wear my black obsidian every day. And don't play. You cannot play with the Lord. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Y'all going to stop. Can we can we please do another station identification break? Because it is going on. It'll be 11 o'clock.
I'm going to make a short one. It's going to be short because we got to – I want to hear some more. I'm sorry. I'm greedy.
Yeah.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network. Your number one station in town. This is Radio. This is Friday, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. You are on Epiphany Radio Network. Oh, my goodness. I am your host, Aquila Negra, joined by my co-host, Poet Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Ooh, Lord, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1. You have approximately 19 minutes to get up in here if you are streaming online and you are not hear a thing because the Blog Talk ladies won't cut you off. All right, man, let's open up this next mic. We got us up King Atterbury. Hey,
my yo, bro.
What's
bro.
Love
girl,
zone?
What's going on? Some poetic.
What's
what
good?
Up?
What's good, bro? How you feeling, man? You hear this energy?
I'm in the cut, man. You know, everything getting live tonight, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
it yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm not going
to
take a whole
piece.
Lot of your time up, man. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. I got to ask you the question, though.
What's up?
Love making. I want to know what your preference is. Do you prefer indoor or outdoor in a private setting?
Well, I'll go either way, you know what I'm saying? 50-50 on that. I'm adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And besides, I'm a Leo, so we just go with the flow.
Okay.
We can take it there.
I'm married to a
there.
Leo, so I get it. See, I'm a Pisces.
I hear you, bro.
So
I hear you, bro.
I don't think anybody's more spontaneous than a Pisces. Trust me, so it's all good, though. I get it.
Yeah,
that's what's up, man.
Hey, the fever can come and go anywhere, you know.
You're right about that. You are absolutely right. But before you get off into your piece, you want to tell everybody what you got going on?
Well, we're about to return back with the Poetry Corner. You know what I'm saying? And, Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, Let's Talk is home base. Poetry Corner is the show. And it's gonna be something else. You know?
All right. I can't wait, man. I cannot wait. I love that show, man. I got some new stuff I want to say, too. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, July 13th. Back in the building.
That's what's up, yeah. Y'all come on by and check him out when it's just started back up again. Whew. All right. Now, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. So,
yeah,
whenever you're ready.
I have this. Okay. This piece is titled The Allure.
The mic is
Make
yours.
Your inside. Okay, I'm sorry. Make your inside feel your outside dependent vice versa. Browse around visual screens of your scene like a cursor. Voice to you recommendation of any situation. Just be patient, there's a demonstration to our relationship. Might even sail and return to a port or a dock. Check your pulse or blood pressure like a nurse or a doc. Lay low in the cut, undress a moment, see what's up. Open sesame, open window, pick locks on door stuck. Bold time appear, if we are near what may appear. whether in fresh air or dry atmosphere, I'm here, comfortable anytime or place the caption is fine. As long as you enjoy the choice of intimacy and shine, I'm blinded with courage, also absent-minded to fear, cruising my mind along the side of your thoughts, shifting gears. Kiss your lips, then your neck, as my hands caress you slow. Here we go, into a mold residing within the glow. King.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, you said, make your inside, say that again.
Make your inside feel your outside dependent, vice versa. Browse around visual screens of your scene like a cursor.
Make your inside feel like your outside depending, vice versa. Make the vice versa is make your outside feel like the inside. Well, damn.
Inside, outside, outside,
I
wanna inside.
I
want to
learn that. Damn.
You might need to talk to a hot hand king.
Man,
I hear that.
Look,
I hear that.
I'm going to meditate on that. Lord, that piece was fire.
Yeah,
that really was.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That.
Man,
poetic.
King. Boy, this was worth the wait. I'm glad you had time to spit, boy. I was waiting to hear you, bro, and you showed it. You step right in, and you drinking from the same fountain elixir of love like everybody else. So, dope ink, bro. Dope ink. The moon
Dude,
doing
thank
something
you, bro.
To you, too,
bro. I appreciate that, man. Word.
Wow.
Glad to be here, man.
Glad to have you. And as I tell everybody, it's always an open mic here waiting for you. But I'm going to put you over in the Love Lounge. You go over there and holler at the bartender, Kalinda. And she make you what you want. One love, one mic.
I definitely will. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
Man, they are killing. I got to replace these microphones now because they done burned them all up. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'll open up this next mic. Just Jack. Hey,
Just
Jay,
what's
the
good?
Love Zone.
Man, my two favorite people on Wednesday night. I ain't telling you no lies, except for when the other one is there. Man, I almost got myself in bad trouble, man.
Boy, yes, you did, boy. You did. Yes, you did.
But you noticed the juke, and then I slid to the side, then I popped out again, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. With the roundhouse kick.
Oh, man. How you doing, Jay?
How y'all doing, man? How you doing, La Perla?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. They bringing these fire pieces, and I got co-hosts over here that's hot and cutting up, and just I'm trying to keep my composure.
I'm going to tell you
it's
what,
good,
you got
though.
A tough time with that guy that's next to you. I seen that dude get our mind trick about three people. He made one person start choking after he said something. And then he kicked another person out the room without even saying, you out the room.
Damn.
This dude is dangerous.
Bro, you something else, bro.
I'm going to have to start calling you,
man.
Lord Theta.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have a question for tonight?
I've been hearing it, but I've been listening to everybody too. So can I get it one more time?
Yes, you can.
Or do I have
yes,
a question?
Do you have a question?
No, I pretty much got all that out the way.
Okay, all right. Well, the question is, when it comes to lovemaking, do you prefer indoors or outdoors in a private setting?
I prefer outdoors.
Okay.
And the reason why I prefer outdoors is that if it's coming to that, it's got to be something special. I mean, around the house, you know, you can go ahead and do it whenever, but it's not like every time you go to Walmart you pull over into aisle 8 and start doing your thing. So if it's happening outside, it has to be something. It has to be primal. It has to be something that's totally spontaneous for it to happen that way. So if I got to have one, well, I want them both, but if I had to have one, it would be outside.
My bro.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Because you said it would have to be practical and spontaneous. How does that work?
You know what? Just feeling each other, the vibe that's going on, and then, you know, with this type of stuff, guys have been doing this forever or trying to make this happen forever. But as we get older, we learn that, like, all right, maybe I shouldn't try to bed her down in the front yard, you know. A woman only has to initiate that. A woman only has to initiate, or at least when the cue is thrown out there, she don't swat it back or act like, yeah. And then be like, no, you crazy, we outside.
Okay. I was looking for the practicality, and I see what you're saying. All right, when you put it like that, I get it. Okay. Because being practical is out the window with me. I didn't come to that, but okay. Because if we got no grass, we can throw that on us.
Hey. He used to come home all the time like I play football. Killer man.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Definitely. All right, guys. Thank you for that. Well, I want to know what you
brought to
listen
to. All right, it was nice talking
to
y'all. Y'all take care now.
You know what? Don't make me hurt you. You playing. You don't stop playing. You play. I tell you to play with it. What you bring? You didn't even let me finish saying what I was saying. Now, I know you've got something delicious for us to listen to tonight, Jay.
All right. I got a couple of eyes in the fire, so I don't have nothing that's exactly new right now. So I'm going to go ahead and do a piece that I did, but I'm trying to work on my delivery and cadence. I've been noticing since we've been doing these other people pieces, it's been really helping me as far as what I'm supposed to sound like by seeing somebody else put it down.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready. For my
All right. Appreciate that. One day, I found love. Love has always been searching for me, but I fed it with a long-handled spoon. Love desired me. She admired me, so I held her captive and starved her to death many times, like grapes till love withered on the vine. But I too have been loved, but I was conditional, with expectations as vast as the earth in the midst of a universe. But unfortunately, the conditions were exponential and quite unsimple. A shaky foundation. Nothing for certain, always working on something. It was really much nothing. She would say crap, and I would say butter. I took others for granted. As I recanted, this cantor's resuscitation at the foot of this basement. I had horrible floral arrangements. I just couldn't stage it with more crap than waste could manage. And my pride, I brandished like a badge of honor. And from what I saw, it was all for nothing. No more EF5, because now EF Hutton had to listen, change some positions, unbreak some busted missions. It's all burning if the kids ain't learning. Stove hot, the pot is set to pop. Cats be purring, but I'm a man, and I won't be running, unless it's to the stove to get something. But I'm good, and I don't need for nothing. I'm black and not Russian. Nothing for nothing. I got to leave something other than unwarranted destruction. But now I'm dancing to another percussion, the power of discussion, not crushing under the boot or burning bridges to serve. In peace.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Go ahead, poet.
Yo, just Jay, I heard you say, man, you was working on your cadence.
Yes, sir.
This cadence right here was so perfect for this piece.
Mm.
The way that you went through it, This was just something else, bro. This man, this lane that you in, bro. This lane that you in, bro. I just want to get behind you, turn on my sirens, and make sure that nobody else bother you, bro. Because this is a nice lane that you in. Dope spit, bro. Dope ink.
Oh, I love you, man. Take care, bro.
Absolutely, bro. La Perla Negra.
You got me with that one line. Love desired me, so I held her captive and starved her numerous times. Wow.
Right. That's you. Wow. That's you. That's what you do when you're young and you can do it.
It took you a minute to figure out that you can't do it like that. That's not the right way.
Or shouldn't. You can't, but you should.
Exactly. Well, that's because you can. Right. Doesn't mean that you should. Wow. That was pretty deep piece. I love this piece, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you, Jay. That was hot.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Y'all rocking tonight, man. Y'all bringing the best out of the poet. Man, we all appreciate y'all. Y'all bringing the most out of us tonight, man, and that's what we need.
Thank you so much, man. Oh, man. All right, Jay. I'm going to put you over in the Love Lounge and go holler at my bartender, Kalinda. Give her a tip, and she got you. Drinks are on the house. All right?
All right. Y'all be
all right. What love, what might. Wow. Lord have mercy. Oh, man.
Yeah, they coming through. They're killing it.
Oh, man. We got, you know who we got next. Yo, man. Here we go. We got the poet laureate. Say Rob the Wise Son. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
How am I doing?
My bro, J. Rob the Wise Son.
Van Meadows is... Yeah, it's Van Meadows. You know who it is. You know who it is. This is Van Meadows. La Perla Negra, my air conditioner is broken at the moment, so it's hot and wet.
Oh.
That's nice if you're with a woman, but it's fucked up if you're in the jungle.
I know that's right. Oh, I'm in it. Trust me. I'm working with a fan. Believe me. And then, you know, I'm big up in here, so it ain't even right.
Fan is like having 100 people breathe on you. This is damn heat. This is unfair.
Hey, Jay, I ain't never heard that before, bro. I ain't never heard that before.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Just saying.
I'm sorry.
Terrible.
I'll make it work. I'll make it do what it do.
It's terrible.
How you doing? Aside from the heat.
Aside from the heat, I'm pretty decent. I'm not complaining about much. I've grown to understand that hardly anybody listening when you complaining, so I'm just sitting here dealing. You know, and it's hilarious because there was an older cat that used to live in my building. I gave him my air conditioner when it got sweltering hot. He didn't have anything. He was already in his, like, late 80s. And right now, I'm like, he's somewhere in that coolness of that nice air conditioner that a young brother donated to him. I'm sitting here on the verge of death. What the hell? What was I thinking? What kind of good neighbor shit was I on? Fuck out of here, man. He got kids. What the hell, man? I should just mind my business, but no. I'm on, you know, help my neighbors nonsense. What the hell was I thinking?
Oh.
It's hotter than the inside of a dragon's ass in here. I'm like, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Don't laugh at my plight. Laugh at my plight. Dying over here.
Man, that's your boy.
This not just my boy, man. This is my brother, man. My brother.
I hear the ice trickling in the glass.
And it ain't enough ice. There's not enough ice in there. I'm like, just water.
No, they say if your feet get cold, your body will cool. Pick your toe in it.
Y'all are horrible. Horrible people laughing at my plight. That's...
Oh man,
I'm just taking notes because just in case I don't make it to heaven, I'm putting air conditioning in hell. I'm not doing this. I will be installing air conditioning. We can be in all damn nation. We don't have to be hot about it.
My brother.
Anyway, enough about me complaining about the heat.
Oh man. I hear you.
What's happening with y'all?
Oh,
man.
Well, I'm here poetic.
Just sitting here enjoying the poetic ambiance of the night. We got some wolves howling. Look at this man.
Poetic ambiance. This my way. Okay.
We've been fed some strawberry champagne. We had musical.
You know strawberry champagne
interlude.
Is just ripple, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just be glad it's Ripple and not Shampipple, okay?
I'm just clarifying. You talk about strawberry champagne. I'm like, that's just ripples. I need to stop that. I live in the hood. I know what that is.
What else we had? We had some very aggressive non-lovemaking. I'll just say it like that in a musical reference. You know, the title of the piece was, you know, about a guy I like and a guy that you don't like. So we'll just leave it there. Let's see. And then we had this sister come through and just open up our tantric minds with this animalistic chakra exploding ancient tongues.
I can tell these are poetic pieces from people that got air conditioning. Okay. Because all that hot, that sounds like a whole lot of real hot poetry. And somebody who's suffering with heat trying to come with something like that, it'll sound real different. It'll all start with, fuck am I doing here?
Man, we even had a go-go lyrical engine freestylist talking about where do you want it, bro. It has been
an evening, okay?
Awesome night, and then we had a new cadence lane for a brother man who's just trying something new. And man, listen, now. I can't leave out the king that came through and dropped this Allura piece, man. But now we're right here with you, bro. LaPerla, nigga, go ahead. I'm almost nervous to hear the answer because of how hot it is. But go ahead and ask it anyway.
All right. J-Rock. I want you to clear your mind.
No, no,
okay?
No. I need you to ask me the question without it sounding so sultry. Because it's just too hot for that shit.
I'm trying to get you to relax. All right.
Just say
lovemaking. Lovemaking. Do you prefer indoor or in a private setting outdoor?
That would depend on what time of year it is. Because if it's hot like it is right now, like in my crib, she can't touch me. I'll be like, move. God. The hell, man. Move. So we'd have to like hit it up on the fire escape where it's nice and cool for a little while. But if it's the winter time, definitely at night, like in my car, steam up the, get the windows all foggy.
Yeah. I hear that.
But I live in New York. You can't have sex in public and someone not walk past you because, you know, they put people in jail for that. So you got to, like, do it in a car.
Okay.
Too many people. If I lived in Wyoming, I'd be locked outside amongst the wolves.
I'd have been locked up. I'd have been probably in jail as a repeat offender.
Everybody says that. Everybody says that until the police officer says, put your hands behind your back.
I'd be like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm a bailman.
There was a couple that got arrested for having sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral. And they're like, we did it on a dare. And he's like, well, I dare you to put your hands behind your back because now both of y'all going to jail. Indecent exposure is not tolerated in New York City.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
When you get caught, that you
they won $10,000, but
what,
that $10,000 went to the court case.
Well,
yeah, wow. On one of those groupie radio shows, having sex in public in an obscure place. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm down.
The church.
You got points for creativity.
Can I say something? I get it. The church is a respectful place. It's the place of worship. It's respectful. But I really want to do that. I'm not even going to lie. And I don't know.
This is why Van is not a minister.
I actually am a licensed minister. But that's
no, you don't have your own church.
No.
Reverend Ike.
Reverend, minister, reverend are different. But I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's just something about, to me, it would be like not disrespectful, but respectful to me.
Having sex in a church is like having sex in your parents' bed. It's taboo, but you down to do it anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to do it anyway. But Jay, I got to go back to something that you said, though, bro. I got to go back to something that you said.
Is it hot like the inside of the devil's ass?
No, not that. Although that was funny. That was funny. But you said that, wait, he said that it depends on what time of year it is. If it's hot, she can't touch me. Man, hell with that. I don't care if it's winter, spring, summer, fall. I don't care. It could be 100 degrees. You want to get it on? We get it on. I don't care with temperature. It could be 0 degrees cold.
Okay, let me help you with this. I live on the fifth floor of a 5-story walk-up. So the tar from the roof, I feel all that heat. It's currently 92 degrees in my apartment, and I got a fan blowing on me. It feels like everyone in my family breathing on me like, oh. With this kind of heat, ain't nobody trying to, like, rub up on you naked talking about let's get busy. Because I don't care who you are. You're going to be like, it's hot. Get off of me. Please. Wait till spring. Okay, I live on the fifth floor of a 5-story walk-up.
Don't do it on the stairway. Take a break and walk a couple
more steps. It's not like the staircase is. It's not like the hallway is not okay. It's hot in the hallway. This is not one of those buildings that the hallway is cool and the apartments can get cooler. This is an old building from 1920. It's hot though.
Okay.
Don't hit it from behind. You ain't really got to be.
We don't have sheetrock. We have brick, mortar, and tar. It's hot here.
Okay.
They got better air conditioning in prison than in my building. So.
Okay.
And I'm trying to. I seriously was like, yo, I should go downstairs and see Mr. Mitchell and be like, yo, let me get the air conditioner back. But he old, so. I'll suffer so that older cat can.
What's some good neighbors?
I'm trying to tell you.
It'll come back to you.
That's what they say. But so far, the only thing that keeps coming back is the heat. So, enough of that. I could bitch about this all day. And I'm going to take a shower with my clothes on. But it's just.
Just fill the tub and, you know, the cold water. And just, you know, play in the cold water. You'll be all right.
Hey, yo, Vin, remember the Fantastic Four when Johnny Storm dried off in front of that lady, like, instantly?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's like.
Yeah.
I took this shower and came out of the bathroom, and I was instantly dry. I was like, this is about a bitch. I hate it here.
Oh.
Oh, man.
But listen, enough about my plight. One night. It's been like this whole week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna find me somebody with a lot of money and like loan me some bread so I can get an air conditioner. It's just like there's not enough, and the ice is water now. Oh, I hate it here.
Not the,
oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh
yes,
no, son. We lost some.
Yes. Hold on. Let me get to hear his teeth. Wait a minute.
And
how you going to open up your mic, Mojave? Really?
I said, hold on for a second. I was trying to tell you to hold on.
How
did J-Rob drop?
Open up your own mic on my show. How you going to come in here and Brody the mic?
I didn't open up your mic. I didn't do anything.
He didn't.
Who opened
your mic,
Mojave?
He didn't.
Oh,
okay. We're talking about it off air.
Okay. All right.
He did.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't even near my laptop. It was weird. I was like, I was actually on another phone call at a closing the door. And I was like, hold on for a second. That's why I was yelling. I did not mute anything.
All right. I apologize. I own it. I apologize. But since you're in here, you were next anyway. You're actually the last caller. I'm going to ask you the question. Lovemaking. Where do you prefer, indoors or outdoors in a private setting?
Indoors.
Indoor? Okay.
Indoors.
Okay.
All right. I would prefer not to show any of the these nice rolls that I got, cinnamon rolls, as I like to call them, to anybody, you know. So I like to keep them to myself. There you go.
Man, why do they keep missing the key word private setting?
I don't know.
Y'all don't listen. Private setting.
Maybe we need to, yeah, I was just going to say, maybe we need to change it. No one's watching. No one's going to see you.
Okay.
No one's going to interrupt you. You don't have to worry about being caught.
Okay.
Well, you know, pretty much that's how I feel. I mean, you know, I wouldn't mind.
Still, bro.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's how you feel. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's a preference.
Listen, you know. Sometimes, you know, the best times when you just, it's just y'all and it's a nice room, good sized bed, music, candle lights, you know, R&B music, your best playlist, you know, you got a little something to drink, you got some fresh foods, maybe an edible or two, yeah, you will be all right.
Okay. You said an edible or two?
Yeah, edible too. I'm talking about fruits and things of that sort. I'm not talking about edible apples because then you high out your mind. And that's not going to work. You need to feel everything. You be on some edibles, you ain't going to feel nothing. So I don't recommend that. You want to remember what you were doing. You'll be like,
I've been
trying to put it in your ear for a half an hour. It won't fit.
God. Oh, Lord.
They're overrated. They're overrated. I'm sorry. They're overrated.
What you know about edibles?
Maybe it's because I have a high tolerance for that kind of stuff. you know, I can't get intoxicated. I've tried numerous times. Many people have said the very thing that some of you are going to say. Oh, you ain't been around me. You ain't had the right drink. Yeah, I've had the right drink. I've been around plenty of drugs. But I've also had an edible, and it did absolutely nothing. Nothing. I mean nothing. But
listen,
I digress.
I don't play those games.
Last time I had an edible, somebody got a call 4 a.m. and I thought it was 4 a.m.
Yeah, because somebody's always 4 a.m. I wonder who was the fool who took that call and stayed up till 7 o'clock in the morning talking. That's a special fool right there.
Why is it getting lighter outside?
Why is it getting lighter? What you mean it's not 4 p.m? No, it's not. No, it's not 4 p.m.
It's getting lighter outside.
It
was getting lighter.
I'm like, it's the sunrise.
What? Oh, my God. And see, you were such a sweetheart. You didn't say nothing until a couple of hours later. You just sat right up. What's up? And I'm all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Lord,
God, love your people.
I will forever
gotta love your people.
I will forever be grateful for that. I really will. Thank you.
Oh, man.
I ain't going to eat no more of them. I'm not that kind. I was high for 3 days.
I'm like, man, listen. I'm like, whatever that is, I want no parts of it whatsoever. Make you think you were in different parts. You would have thought you were in a different time zone. You'd be like, what you mean? Being on Central Time? I'm like, no, we're not.
You ever see, what was it, the Transformers? One of them ones where Shia was going off to college and his mom got a hold of a bag of brownies.
Man,
I'll do anything for an egg.
Oh, yeah.
I understand how she felt there. I ain't messing with them brownies no more. I'm trying to tell you. But, Mahavi.
Yes?
Can you tell us real quick what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe before you get into your
film? Well, I have no idea what I'm doing next week, although it's supposed to be Fly Speak. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's supposed to be Fly Speak. Yeah, I guess it's Fly Speak next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Have no idea. I didn't even talk to anybody to feature. That's smart. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. So I know I'm supposed to do Fly Speak. I know I'm supposed to do War Council the following week. I know... I'm going to do some type of rally type thing, the following Tuesday, and then I know I'm going to be doing something nutty, but I'm not sure. I'm just trying to figure it out. We figure these things out as we come along.
When were you taking your vacation? You said you were taking a vacation.
I'm taking my vacation at the end of August, the last 2 weeks in August.
Okay.
So get yourselves ready. Station manager, yeah, because I'm gonna break this Iron Man loop thing, and I'm gonna go off the deep end. I'm gonna actually see if I can divorce myself, huh?
You deserve that, man. I would never shame you or make you feel the way about taking a vacation, because we all need that. We all need to recharge. You just have to put somebody in charge of your show.
Oh, Lord.
I got plenty of people on my side of things. They just have to work with y'all. I'm just sending them to you. I'm be like, hey, listen, man. I'm like, hey, Dawood, Poppy, please, 2 weeks, go do that for me. Work with Van, you know. I'm gonna write everything out so they know everything they're supposed to be doing.
Y'all work for it. I don't know how y'all do it.
We'll talk about that.
Anyway, let me see what I got. because I knew y'all was expecting a piece and all that good stuff. And oh, thank you to everybody who came out to the run back of Jazz and Key of Honey. Although most of the dudes didn't show up, the ladies showed up. Mr. Van Meadows showed his whole complete ass on his track and rocked his shit like there was no tomorrow. That's okay. They were showing all kinds of stuff.
Girl.
You know. Yeah. Nah, I'm just saying. You know. You slid the panties off with your voice, sir. That's what you do. Van Metal slides panties off with his voice. Just ladies, so that you know. That's just what happens. He's a silver tongue devil. Please understand.
You know.
When he speaks shit, it gets real. And, you know, precipitation, storm clouds between your legs.
I have no idea what you're speaking of.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. You know, it's okay. You don't have to recognize it. Just know what you know what you did. You know how you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have evidence.
I just recited poetry.
Some people have listened to the playback 3 or 4 times and have repeated what you said. You know. There was a person who was a genius that slid a nice jazz track underneath all that stuff that you was doing that made it just taste even better. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate.
You know,
that.
I'm not responsible.
I appreciate that.
But it came off like gangbusters.
It did.
That I did know. Yes, and so you know, but the words and the effort and the eloquence belong to you, sir. So I can't even be mad at that. You know, you just did what you were naturally doing. We just added some jazz, the two combinations. It's like Reese's peanut butter cups. You know, two great tastes that go together. You know what I'm saying? You take a bite, get the chocolate, get the peanut butter. It's funky, it tastes good. What are you gonna do? Nothing. Just take it and enjoy yourself. Shit, give out some cavities.
Bro.
Who knows?
Appreciate it, bro.
You're welcome. You're welcome, sir. You're welcome, sir. I'm trying to get to this track so I can do this track real quick. But it's giving me problems. Okay, y'all can hear that, right?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Is it too loud?
No, it's just fine. And the mic is in. All
right. She asked me if I was ready for my dreams to come true, as if dreams do, and if these dreams happen to you. But she asked me to take a hand, and I was off. Being led is scary. Thigh in full sight, I can see I likened her approach to seduction. The reduction of my morals and principles just to touch and taste all that she was willing to offer. Fill my coffers full of lust and sweat with the pleading that happens when she is in control. The motion of her hips damning me to ecstasy and release. And I want you to weigh how your soul opens up like you crafted your wetness specifically for the purpose of creating a warm sea. For me, to swim in, and I don't mind high tide. I'm prepared to swim in you, ready to drown, and let me lose air and ecstasy. The roughness of the undertow doesn't frighten me. I just want to go deeper into your sea, and I like it when you play tough. Want me to fuck you hard, manhandle you rough, rob you naked, and be like run your orgasm. Hold you hostage with my dagger, pushing it slow till you give it up, till your body bleeds, climax, overflowing, ongoing, never abrupt. And I want you to take all of it. My inhibition, my passion, a fashion to a fuck built by a screw. Make love to me with all of you. How your knees bend, your stomach undulates, your shoulders stern, back vibrates, lips knowing, hips showing me what can happen when two become a wee, radiate the sun through your clit, and let it shine, let it be precipitation. I'm never afraid of your wet. She was everything I ever wanted, all that I ever needed. And here she was, laying beneath me, skin wet, reflecting flickering light from TV, and me in awe, nervously anxious, wondering her geography, my tongue seeking the compass, her fragrance tatting my lips and my face from tasting her belly. How did I come to hold flame that does not burn, except in my arms so delicate and tender, and her smoldering with passion and my desire, a roaring flame. Poem.
You're a diver. Is that what you ended it with?
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Did you say you're a diver?
I don't know. I probably said that. Who knows? I don't be knowing
at
what I'm saying nowadays.
It sounds like you said my diver.
Probably. Let me go back and look at it. But
yeah, that was. What is this? What is going on?
Blog Talk. He's letting us know we only got a few minutes left. So, Mojave, you always bring the pieces that make the ladies swoon. You're another one that makes the asses hot. There's quite a few of y'all panty droppers on here, but that piece is really.
Nah, yeah, he know what he's doing now.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know what y'all doing. I don't know what I'm doing. That's all.
Listen, I'm so vanilla. I'm super vanilla. I'm just saying I don't know what I'm doing. I'm super vanilla.
Nobody vanilla.
I'm just saying.
All right. Peace is so poetic.
Thank you. Thank you. Man, I appreciate it.
Only thing that the negative I have about that piece. It's too freaking short. Sorry.
Sometimes you got to get in and get out, you know. Sometimes you got three minutes to make everything stick, bro. That's it. People be getting in here and do 7 to 8 minute poems. I can't do that. That's not me.
Bro, you are closing down the show. You are the last poet with your hand raised.
How am I supposed to know that?
Because she told you.
I told you you were the last poet.
She told me, but I'm just saying, I didn't prep for that. I just prepped for this. I'm sorry. I'll know next time. I'm sorry.
That was a dope piece, bro. Nah, you good, bro. That was a dope piece, man.
I'm just saying, I've been pulling quadruple duty. Like I'm like literally, I'm over here and I'm over there at the same time. And then I just started this the other thing, which is crazy. I've just been running around. Like it's like a chicken with my head cut off. I don't even care. And then I gotta do all this stuff with the thing, you know. And yeah. There's gonna be some things. There's gonna be some stuff going on. This is what we gotta do. And then the stuff will rally. Matter of fact, speaking of rally, are you coming? Because I ain't hear nothing, bro.
I ain't hear nothing. Bro, I got scammed out of $200 from.
What's that got to do with me?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Listen. We'll talk. Sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Tomorrow's my day. I'm just saying.
I know, hit me up. You don't have to podcast that on the air, bro. We all know where your day is.
I'm just listening. There's gonna be a bunch of stuff going on. Look. I'm just gonna be doing some things, and then someone told me I'm literally getting rid of almost all of these kicks to get two pairs of sneakers. You know why? Because I'm stupid like that. Because I want to wear them at Raleigh.
Yeah, something wrong with you, bro.
Yes, there's something wrong. Listen, bro. I'm telling you right now. I've been wearing all the kicks I never wore because I'm getting rid of them because I know that August 7th. Air Jordan is putting out the yellow and black joints, the Wu-Tang joints for Michael Jordan, so we call them the Pollens. They're putting them out. You know, they had the new loves. I didn't like the new loves. I want the Pollens. So I'm sacrificing everything. If I got to pre-purchase them, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm just trying to get it all done beforehand because I'm crazy because, you know, I got some new things. I got some new things on the rus. It's going to be crazy. And then, Danielle, you know, the winter coats, yeah, on that right now. Doing it right now. That's what's up. I'm on it like this. I'm like, yeah.
You gonna do a satin shell?
Let's go. Man, listen, right. I'm not playing with nobody. Because I got designs for everybody. I even got Epiphany Radio Universe design. It's gonna be crazy. But I gotta talk to Larry first because you know you can't just be making stuff without talking to the boss. The boss man. This is a For Real Entertainment Network sponsored by Raw Lynx. Why be average when you can be raw?
That's what I'm talking about, man. An in-show commercial, bro.
Man, you got to do it. People think it's funny. I'm coming to Philly just to do my drops in the studio. I'm be talking to Smeagol. I'm be like, yo, Smeagol, what's good, yo? Yo, Smeagol, you know about War Council?
They don't know Smeagol yet.
They don't know him yet.
Smeagol yet.
Smeagol's up there. I'm like, yo, Smeagol, B. Like, you out here, you smacking ass, Smeagol? You smacking ass? Talking about my precious. And I'll be like, yo, I see you, Smeagol. I see you out here, bro. I see you. I'll be like, Smeagol, you got a Philly John, Smeagol? Smeagol, you got the Philly John? Let me stop.
But, yo, three different colors, black, white, and red. One black.
I got you.
One white and one red.
I got some. We got to go back channel. We got to go back channel because I got some. Listen, I found some stuff here. I was like, you know, I got out of my Kevin Hart. I was like, word, this is what we doing? This is what we doing? This is what we doing over here. I was like, man, listen, when I get in here, I said, listen, let me tell, I'm going to tell y'all. I mean, people be thinking you boo-boo the fool. Or they just, I'm like, yo, listen, I'm not even going to curse at people. I'm just going to be like, you are so unoriginal. Please find something and do something creative with your life that's original and belongs to you. Go now. If you're the best at what you do, go form your own. That's what I'm going to say.
What it do?
Yeah, man, seriously. I'm telling you, people don't be original. They be trying to take over stuff. They be trying to take over radio stations and groups and stuff like that. And they be like, yo, you brought destruction wherever you go. It's not a good thing.
Be nice. Behave. Be cutting up.
I am behaving. I'm behaving. I mean, I'm just, yo, man, it's crazy, you know. I'm not, you know what, and the funny thing is, I'm leaving, man.
I swear, bro.
What in the world?
Love Talk going up there tonight.
Wow.
Listen, I'm out of here. I ain't messing with her.
Love Talk doing her thing. She want us up the air. Look at her, man. She cutting up. She
cutting a fool.
You cutting up the night.
I'm patty.
No, I'm not messing with none of this at all. Yeah, that's too much. That's too much for the kid, you know. Oh, did Bella come on here?
Bella, man, you missed it.
Bella gave us food porn.
She gave us food porn tonight.
Yeah, tell Bella. Tell Bella she did her thing. She did her thing yesterday. Tell me
yes,
who this belongs to. I'm like, yeah, I was like, okay.
Oh, man, I missed all of it. Oh, damn, I wasn't feeling it yesterday. I missed it. Oh, it's all right.
Had me tripping out here, boy. Anyway, that's besides the point. But, I'm going to go now. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Hit me back. Talk to you soon. Yay!
Gentlemen, Mojave.
Love you guys. Guys,
love
you
too, bro.
Hey, buddy.
Bye, Mojave. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Bye.
One love, one mic.
He is crazy. Gotta love him. Can't help it. Lord,
absolutely.
Man, I was trying to get him to talk up until at least quarter of, but okay.
Oh no, it's all good. It's all good. It's been a dope show. It's been a great show.
Yes, they came in.
Yes, blazing.
Oh man. All right. Any closing words? How about it?
Yeah, join me and J-Rob tomorrow night for the Get Down. It is Poetic Bars tomorrow. Bring your bars tomorrow. Let's see what you got.
Uh-oh.
9
no,
p.m.
No specific topic? Okay.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Just whatever
nice.
You
want.
Bars.
Okay. And y'all gonna sneak in more collabs because everybody's been sneaking in a collab lately. But I don't know what's going on. I think it's something to do with the moon.
One thing about me and J-Rob is we write for our show the day of our show, except for last week. J-Rob did his piece that night. Once we discussed the topic, it was so ingrained in him, and I was on the show, so I did mine the next day. But I usually don't write for the Get Down until the day, until that day, during the day. So if a collab want to come through, I mean, you know, hey, I'm down for some collabs. I'm down. I got one in the works. I got to get writing and get it over to my collab partner. I'm going to let it be a surprise for y'all.
Uh-oh. All right. Y'all heard that. Got expect one. I don't know who the partner is, but expect one from Poetic, y'all. All right,
yeah, it's gonna be a shock. We're actually going to do something that I have never heard done before, and I'm really, really excited about it. So I don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
Man, now you got all of us curious. Everybody gonna be like, "What is it he hasn't done?"
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, it's going to be something. It's going to be something.
All right. All right, we got our expectations up. We'll wait patiently.
Please. Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, thank
right,
you for doing the show with me. But I got
man,
going
I had
on.
A blast. I had a blast. But, yeah, let everybody know what you got going on. I mean, I ain't the only host here.
Well, I might have to steal that thing from you about the where, the location.
I mean, this is your show. This is your show. I don't care.
Yeah, I might do that next week. I don't know. I don't know. I had something else. I still had something else to my diva, but I don't even remember now. Because this show kind of threw me. I got to go research the wolf thing. Cause
I know,
kinda...
right? I mean, I can kind of tell you because, you know, being that Wolverine's character is based off of a wolf, you know. But you could do your research. I let you do your research. I don't want to taint it.
Please let me find out for myself. Please.
Yeah,
I'm hard headed. I don't listen to people anyway. I gotta find out for myself anyway.
Y'all heard it. She said it on her own.
Excuse me. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yes, y'all, I have to find out for myself. I don't go by he said, she said, or none of that. Oh, I'll listen to you. I'll hear you. But I still got to go stick my head in to find out for myself.
Nothing wrong with it.
Best way to find out. But, man, thank you so much for closing with me. You cut up a little bit more than I expected, but
it wasn't me. I only responded to what was asked of me. I mean, and then what did you expect me to do with all these fire poetry pieces? What did you expect me to do? I got feelings. I got emotions.
I understand that, but who was it that was responding? It was you. So how do you say it wasn't me?
I was asked a question. It wasn't me. It was okay. There's a cause and an effect. I got a piece called Cause
right.
and Effect, y'all. It's in one of the books you got to find. There's a cause and an effect. The cause is whatever was recited to the audience. The effect was whatever came out of my mouth. Cause and effect.
I'm not even going past that one. I'm gonna leave that alone. Okay. I got words for that, but I'm gonna leave that alone because it would take too damn long.
Yeah.
And seeing
you'll inspire another cause and effect. I'm just saying, but let me say this to all the poets, the callers, the listeners. Epiphany Radio thanks you. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to spend time with us, to spit poetry, to cut up with us, to have a good time. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So Epiphany Radio thanks you. I thank you. And we love you.
Absolutely. Yes. Once again, thank you, Poetic, for standing in for my diva. You did an awesome job, as always. Everybody else that called in. I truly, truly appreciate y'all calling in and sharing them fire pieces. Y'all really, really brought it tonight, and I got nothing but love for you. And I want you to continue to be safe because this thing still ain't over. I know they unmasking everywhere, but safe and be vigilant. You know, be smart about it.
I'm vaccinated, but I wear my mask.
Yeah, you got to, because that, you know, it's nothing is 100 proof. Okay.
Nothing.
You know, y'all continue to get that good relationship going with yourself inside, because you know that's the spirit world, and continue to love one another. And have that respect going. And with that, I want to say peace.
Peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then a tote tag is one last. I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys or my granny still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry, do you hear them love? And they won't let me live, even when we must that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I think positive. When they never see good in me, even though I got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No! It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.